Here we are, latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news with Raheem Sterling. He says he and his City colleagues are eager to embrace the challenge of the Champions League ahead of Wednesday's opening Group C game against Porto. Pep Guardiola's side will go into the crucial Etihad clash, buoyed by last Saturday's 1-0 win over Arsenal, where Sterling scored the winner. For City, Wednesday's clash is the first European assignment following August's disappointing quarter-final exit to Lyon in the tournament. Looking ahead to the start of the intensive period that will see City play European fixtures every week up until the November international break, Sterling said the City squad are excited to try and kick on in Europe. He said, "It's always good to play in the Champions League, especially with the result we had in Portugal against Lyon. It's great to have another try at it. Let's go enjoy it. Let's go and let's see where it takes us." Raheem's all-important winner against Arsenal made it 4 goals already this season for the 25-year-old, who has begun just as hungry as he did last season. In some other news, Man City are open to Pablo Zabaleta returning to the club following his retirement last week. Zabaleta, who spent 9 seasons at the Etihad Stadium, called time on an 18-year career after his release from West Ham. City would welcome the Argentine back should he decide to pursue in career beyond football as a player. Of course, the likes of Patrick Vieira and Julian Lescott have previously been offered the opportunity to sample different areas of the business within the City football group, and it could well be that he might go into other areas of the game rather than just coaching. And finally, into other news, and Pep Guardiola says Sergio Aguero can still play an important role for the club after recovering from a serious knee injury, but he said he's got to show he can deliver on the pitch if he's to earn a new contract. He's out of contract at the end of the season and can speak to overseas clubs from January, but Guardiola insists he's got every confidence in him that he'll hit the ground running this season. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.